This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, I need help.
We can try.
I know we're... So, you guys think we're doing this because there's been some stories out about how there's simple things that give us lots of pleasure, like the secret to happiness, life's simple little pleasures, and certain people derive a ton of pleasure. I am at a point... And I think the listeners who text in, you little snarky pieces of hell, can tell. I don't have any simple pleasures right now. Mm-hmm. I need...
You have pleasures, but they're not simple, and so they're hard to... Well, because like...
I wasn't prepared to be psychoanalyzed.
You're hard to pleasure, soccer.
No, I mean like they're very extravagant. You love great sushi. You love...
Yes. Like you're nailing it.
The salt, the, I don't know, exquisite brown whatever, the liquid.
Like Blanton's or Weller, like hard to get liquors.
Yeah, you're right, but Aaron's right.
So they're few and far between.
There's nothing simple about what brings me pleasure.
You need the little wins every day.
So I know you guys were like, ooh, let's talk about this simple pleasure thing. And you're like, this is going to be fun. And I'm like, and normally what we would do is we'd read some of the things from the story and then we'd ask you to call. I need you to save my life at this point.
Wow.
I need you to call and tell, like, I'm looking to find a way to derive more pleasure out of simple things. It's a very strange... I think it's weird to say this out loud, but you two are more grounded and into simple crap than I am. And you would think that I would have learned by now. are you not?
No, I...
You are.
I am, but I don't know if that... Was that a compliment?
It was.
Okay.
It was like, normally...
You guys are simple.
No. Yes. I did make it sound like you... No. I guess I'm saying I've found with friends of mine who've gotten older, as we all do, they get more simple as they get older. And they get more... There's like, oh, just... You know, sometimes... So you'll see an old man sitting on a park bench and with kids laughing, and it's like... If anyone takes the time to get to know that man, he's like, just the sound of kids laughing. That's why I'm sitting here. It's just something about it.
Mm.
Just love it. And it's like, I'm going the other way. Like I...
Shut up!
Right! I want...
What are you having so much fun for?
Like, but you guys have found simplicity. I promise you I'm not trying to...
Right.
I just feel like something's wrong with me. Some circuit got rewired somewhere and I'm getting more and more complicated and I want to bring it back down.
Mm.
So while this was going to be fun, now it's about me.
All right. Joy.
Well, it's another day, Aaron.
Like, laughter is a simple pleasure, right?
Yeah
definitely. And that is there's nothing better. Sitting around laughing,
laughing,
you know? With people who maybe you haven't seen in a while, and then
especially when it's people you haven't seen in a while, but you like connect as if you had seen each other every day, and you're just back to the goofy. Oh, I love it.
Remember that guy, and he was like, "Oh," and then you were like, "Oh, that's the best." Reminiscing.
You see, now I'm at a point where I have to have like three different comedy specials playing at the same time to even get a chuckle going.
Oh, no.
So,
really? So one of mine is just sitting outside.
Yeah.
Oh, I love to sit outside on our deck, on our porch, on our patio, like anywhere. Just sit outside.
So many flies.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is at my house. Maybe it's because I have all my grills and everything, so they're just undead.
No.
It's just
just to sit outside, just to feel a little, the breeze kicks in every once in a while. Oh, there it is. Oh,
yeah.
That is the best.
So you just go and just sit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Until my wife says she's cold, and then we have to go inside.
Okay.
I'm not at that point yet, but I have gotten very into being outdoors. I've gone on hikes every single weekend for like a couple months now. It's nice. Just hearing the birds, like...
You hate birds.
I know. But just hearing them and like...
Interesting, yeah. What?
I don't know. Just hearing them and watching them fly at like really tall heights and just being like, wow, that's really cool. I don't know.
I'm doing my best to not just like jump. Like I jumped all over him when he said being outside and I immediately went flies. So I'm just going to let you have your thing.
Thanks. But you can go on a hike with me. We can do an easy one.
No, you don't want to go on a hike with me.
Because you're just going to complain the whole time.
Yeah, I will just be there like, oh my sciatica.
So many flies.
All right. I swear to God, I'm not going to poo-poo everybody who calls in. But like,
okay,
help. Like, just tell us your simple pleasures, and I'm going to write down five of them, and I'm just going to adopt them. I'm going to start doing them regardless of what they are. So what is the thing that brings you happiness? What are your simple pleasures? 303-222-5423 or text in to 51059.
Didn't you used to have one of going into your breakfast nook with a cup of coffee and just sitting there?
Does nothing for me now.
Really?
Nothing?
Mm-mm.
Have you tried recently?
Yeah. No, it doesn't. It's so weird.
Do you just sit there and like look at the clock and like, I'm going to sit here for 5 minutes and you just watch it pass?
Nope. It's so weird. Like my coffee's not good enough anymore. I don't know what's going on.
We need to do something to like make your coffee better.
I bought the Breville. I like grind fresh Starbucks, blonde espresso beans. I have the frother. I have the Torani syrups. I have like,
wow.
And it's just... I will say there's one on this list that gives me great pleasure, but I want to do it every day and I can't. Fresh sheets.
Oh, yeah.
Those are good.
That's good.
Like, and I will say this. This is one thing that I force myself to do. I make my bed like I'm never coming home again every time I leave my house. Like, don't you kind of want, like, in case you die, like, you want your parents to come into your house and go like, oh, wow. They were like...
I knew he had it together.
You're right. It's like, he really made his bed. Like, everything's tucked. Like, my son, like, when he makes his bed, he just kind of just pulls it up.
I'm in between.
Yeah. That's kind of a dark thought, though, to be thinking about while you're making your bed. Let's tap into that. That might be our issue.
Yeah. So.
No. But, okay, you're right. It is dark. But the end result is, then when you get home, and it's the end of the night, and you've had a crap day, and everything's like, like, it's like coming home to a hotel room. Like when you first get into a hotel sheets and they're like,
so
they
tight
smell
and
like
just,
bleach
yeah.
and it's so tight and they're so unwrinkled. And you're just like, oh.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. So I have one thing. When I get in bed is the only thing that's getting me pleasure.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You can enhance it by showering first. You got to shower before clean sheets.
No.
No?
You shower before you go to bed?
No, only if the sheets are clean. Yeah, because then you're just clean
awake.
On clean and clean.
Then you're awake before you go to bed.
But what better time to be? Then you fall asleep by the sheets.
I'm torn because I want my body to be clean, but sleeping on wet hair is the worst.
I don't have that problem. All right. If you can help me, I've made this really depressing. Can you guys say something nice and fun? No. Simple pleasures. What will drag me out of my depression? 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for a simple play. Oh, God. Did I ruin it? I ruined it.
No, we're trying to help you as well.
Come on, boss. You didn't ruin it.
We just want to know what gives you pleasure. Mm-hmm. T-Eck just sitting outside. Do you sit on your front porch, by the way?
I do, yeah. Yeah.
Front porch where everyone can see you.
We rearranged it. Yeah, we have like a new little couch. It's like a little, it's like cozy. Okay. So with the little lights and everything.
I don't know. Because some people... No. Okay. Sorry. Michaela.
Yay.
Simple pleasures. What's yours?
My simple pleasure is junk journaling. Throughout my day, I'm just on vacation right now, too. I'll collect, like, receipts. I'll collect tags from my t-shirts I bought, little stickers, postcards. And then I like to go and glue them in my junk journal and journal about the day.
What?
I like that. Because I kind of did that too.
Junk journaling.
Yeah, you keep ticket stubs or like, yeah. I love that.
Print out pictures. It's kind of like a scrapbook, but like messier and it doesn't have to be as perfect.
But like your receipt from King Soopers, you just put that in there?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Hey, my favorite place to go to is Chick-fil-A, and I always put my Chick-fil-A receipt on there that says Diet Coke Light Ice with Buffalo Sauce because it makes me happy, man.
Michaela, I want to be you so bad, but it just seems so...
I've never heard of this before, but I like it too. Because even like something as simple as Chick-fil-A, like it brings her so much joy that when she can flip through that book and go, look at all these Chick-fil-A receipts. That's awesome.
That would give me so much anxiety. I don't even know. I'd be like, man, I ate a Chick-fil-A too much.
In there too. You got to put the postcards and the pictures, all the happy memories too, not just the mundane.
Yeah, I don't get any of those. That's the problem.
I'm going to start writing you postcards. That's going to be my simple pleasure. Thank you, Michaela. You do that too?
Yeah. With like bigger ticket items, like when I did cool things in London.
I know. It just seems weird to put your Chick-fil-A receipt in there.
Whatever makes you happy.
Okay. Aaron?
Yay.
What's your simple pleasure?
So my simple pleasure is the feeling and smell of fresh, warm towels like on a cold day.
How do you get your towels warm? Do you just dry them?
Yeah, and then with all the super awesome like aromatherapy things, it's quite pleasant.
Really? There's like hacks to do it?
Huh. Definitely.
Warm towels. I've looked at sometimes when you're on a plane and they have that Sky Mall.
Oh my gosh, I love that
towel
magazine.
Towel warmer thing. Where you just sit there and your towels are always warm.
Yeah.
See, I would hate this. I'm always hot in the shower. It's always steamy. I'm like, I can't get cool.
But don't you want to just get
but
out and feel...
when you step out of the shower and it's cooler in your house, you put on that warm towel.
Yeah.
And it's like a hug.
Yeah.
Sounds like
a nice warm hug.
Sounds sweaty for me.
I wonder if I could get somebody to just wait for me when I get out of the shower and hug me. Oh, let's call the wife. I don't know how to keep those. I'm ruining it. I'm making it so dark.
You needed more help than we can give.
Krista?
Yay.
Simple pleasures. Do you want to hug me when I get out of the... Never mind. What's your simple pleasure?
So, I'm a weirdo. I like to play pretend. So, if, like, if I'm having a hard day and I need to go for a run, I pretend, like, that there's, like, a zombie apocalypse. Or, like, you know, an infestation where it's like the only way I'm going to survive is I'm going to have to run. like it beats my anxiety, you know, like.
Yeah, that's because you're running. No one wants to actually run. You have to pretend that life is worse in order to run. Just try not running.
Yes, my simple pleasure is not running.
For sure, but like there are other stuff like you do. Like if I'm in my house and I'm like wanting to like enjoy myself, but like not go outside in nature either. Again, I pretend that there's a zombie apocalypse and I have to be fucking quiet while I clean my house. Yeah. I'm a mom of like two kids. I have to do weird stuff.
No, you know what? I love that.
Yeah.
Because this happened to me the other day and I don't know why it happened. We were like, me and my kids were all sitting on the couch and just out of nowhere, I looked at them and I'm like, in 5 seconds, the floor is lava. And they're like, what? And I was like, 3, 2. And then we had to like, my son made it upstairs by traversing. He used a chair as a life raft and like took the chair all the way. It was amazing.
That's
good. We jumped from counters. Yeah. No, being a kid is, that might be my answer.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah.
We're about 8 seconds from the floor being lava in the studio. Glade?
Yes.
What's your simple pleasure?
I work graveyard shift, so it's just driving home, listening to music, and watching the sunrise.
Aww.
Yeah.
No, I love that one. There's something about a sunrise. Do you ever get up and watch the sunrise?
Yeah.
On purpose, or are you just...
I've heard about them.
Aaron's walk of shaming it. That's when I've seen the sunrise. Oh my God, that's terrible. Ellen?
Yay.
What's your simple pleasure?
I tell you this every time you do this topic.
Oh boy.
You have not followed through on it yet. I expect you to do it this time because I am not going to let this die until you do.
Okay, what is it?
You need a purring cat to sit on your chest.
No, I like it. The soft vibrations. And knowing that they're comfortable and like relaxed around you.
You just get out of the shower.
I think Tiak and I are on the same page.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.